Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch Our Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me is a wonderful human being. It's Ronnie Karam. What's up, Ronnie?
Well, hi, Ben.
Hi there. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, man. It's Real Housewives of Dallas Day when everything really starts going. You know, Cam is stupid at Cam is angry about a really stupid thing that should last an entire season. So, you know what? Very excited, Ben. It's a turn. Yeah. We've made a turn.
We really have. I'm loving Dallas so far this season. I'm engaged by it. I'm laughing at it. I'm having a blast. And this episode is no exception. But before we dive into it, we got the Crappies coming up tomorrow night. Go to watchcrappens.com to get your tickets and to vote on the ballot. Make your voice heard. These are very, very important categories. I mean, who's the best Bravo celebrity of 2020? What was the best show? What was the worst show? What was the best storyline? Who had the best business? Lots of really important stuff to vote on. And then come tune in Thursday night at 6 o'clock on the West Coast, 9 o'clock on the East Coast. And we are going to read all the results. We actually had a huge turnout, huge mass. It's insane right now how many people have voted. I haven't actually even peeked at the results in a few weeks. A week. So I'm like really excited to see how it turns out. But we have a bunch of guests lined up and we're going to have a super fun time. So
we sure are.
Go to watchcrappens.com to get your tickets.
Yep, that's also where you'll find the ballots to vote, so go vote. Make your voice heard. We're going over a lot of the materials for the show and getting everything together because it's so soon and everything's coming together great. It's going to be a really, really fun night. So come on down. Come one, come all. And don't forget, Texas girls are sugar and spice. I'm just trying to be kind of nice, right?
I know, Deandra. That one, every week, it really strikes me how, like, what is she doing with her voice on that? Also, sorry, I just took a sip of my iced coffee and I didn't realize there was an air bubble and I slurped in everyone's ear. So it's sort of a play on when Ronnie's, you know, blew his nose in everyone's ear yesterday. I just slurped in everyone's ear.
Yeah, we're all class here. You know, it wouldn't be an opening of Real Housewives of Texas without some kind of terrible, like, brass statue of, you know, a bull or, you know, a horse or horse chasing a bull. This is like 30 bulls. This is one of those like 30 bull statues where you're like, I wonder if we could have done anything else with this land.
Well, it's like they say, everything's bigger in Texas. Even the things that are already big somehow get bigger.
I'm living proof of that. Bowls.
Yeah. No. Yeah. No.
I've been in Texas since COVID. Okay.
Personality.
My Texas 20s. Texas 200. Okay. So Cam is doing cardio with her dog. She's like, let's do our cardio, Missy. There you go. You're doing it. You're on the treadmill. Okay, that's a little too slow for you. Now do your cardio while mommy does her cardio. There you go. How long is it going to be before there's a scene of Cameron crying to the cameras that she lost her dog to hanging?
I know. Poor Fancy looks so confused. Fancy's like, why is the floor moving? And why can't I get out of this trot? And oh my God, who told her I need an hour of walking every day? I need a good 5 minutes. This is too much.
Yeah. And she said, the doctor told me that I have to walk an hour a day and I have to have my workout buddy by my side. That's everything.
We don't do an incline unless she needs a challenge. And if she needs a challenge, we'll usually know because she'll bark and tell us, girl.
Oh, my God. I'm no dog whisperer, but I'm pretty sure that bark means help.
Yeah. I don't think it means incline. I don't think anyone ever in the history of treadmills has ever actually called out for the incline. No one's like, I need a challenge. Can someone hit the incline button for me? No.
So then she tells us that Carrie's turning 50, and you know what? She really wants to go to Saint-Tropez, so I'm going to make Saint-Tropez for her.
Yeah. Hey, Dandra, you gotta come and bring a white bathing suit. That's gonna be white bathing suit for everyone.
So yeah, she's calling all the girls and telling them they have to wear a white bathing suit. And she's like, and now I have Tiffany. And it's like wacky 80s detective music. It's like dung dicka dung dung da dung dicka dung dung when she calls Tiffany.
And yeah.
I like that Tiffany doesn't answer Kim's call all fake. She just goes, hello.
Like, yeah. Well, because Cam, this is a big deal for Cam because she says, I feel like I'm a little freaked out about Tiffany right now. I believe Tiffany wants to embarrass me and make me feel uncomfortable that I wasn't partaking in her lunch. And that's not cool.
So she tells her she has to wear a white bathing suit. And Tiffany's like, well, I'll have to go online, but I'll do it. And she's like, well, I'm actually very shocked with Tiffany's hosting schools. Because you don't force people to eat food they aren't comfortable eating. I'm thinking she needs lessons.
Yes, I'm sure the girl who has like 500 degrees on her wall and is a child prodigy needs lessons in something. So
from you.
So then we, yeah, from you. From Cameron. From Cameron. Like the principal of Sparkle Dog Academy.
Yeah.
So now we go over to Travis stringing up some fishing rods with the kids. And Stephanie is like, we go fishing a lot. Well, not we. I sit there and I watch them fish because we got a river in our backyard. So we fish out of it. And, you know, it's fun. Like sometimes they get fish. Sometimes they get cans. Sometimes they get dead bodies. It's fun.
Travis is like shoving a worm in her face. And she's like, stop, Travis. I'm not joking. Stop it, Travis. Stop it. Which is very, you know, it's like the chicken foot of this episode, that worm. Like somebody's always being forced to eat something. This is very, yeah. This is like a Cameron PTSD scene. So Stephanie's like, well, I'm from the country, but like, I don't like worms. I didn't even grow up eating fish. I only fish sticks. So they sit down and start talking, and she asks him how work is, and he's like, well, I'm just trying to make sure we can pay everyone, because then all this stuff you're working on with high schools, I mean, that's going to be a lot of work. You sure you can handle it, person with boobies and vagina? It's going to be a lot for a lady with boobs, telling you.
Yeah, because Stephanie is, she's starting the Holman Foundation, and she tells us, I had this brilliant idea to do locker room makeovers. For needy schools, you know, so they get nice lockers, you know, because that's the most important part, the locker room. I was like, okay, so basically, once again, jocks get everything. That's what you're telling me.
Yes, only in shape children benefit. You only benefit if you're poor and in shape, okay? Like, out of shape people who don't like sports are not allowed to get anything for this charity.
Yeah,
you know, my mother start this charity. Geez, like, you want your allowance, you might want to lose about 7 pounds.
This is like the worst nightmare for kids like me who hated doing sports, because now it means that the locker room is really posh, which means that sports are even more important, and that if you don't appreciate the locker room, then you're just like even more of a idiot. Yeah.
So she's like, yeah, you know, like, I forced Travis to do it and it's brilliant. And he's like, well, it's more than just the lockers, hon. It's flooring, it's paint, you know, other things in locker rooms. He goes, but yeah, but I have a flooring guy. Like, I told you that. I told you. And he's like, uh-uh, you didn't tell me that. Now I've been on the phone trying to get a flooring guy.
Oh, so sorry. So sorry, you'll have to say, oh, never mind, we already arranged it.
Yeah, it's going to be real hard for you. And the producer tells Stephanie, so how did you force him to do all of this for you? And she goes,
well, you know, I have a vagina. I mean, he's an asshole, but he does what I want most of the time. So.
Yeah, and then he does this super condescending thing where he's like, oh, okay, so I guess I'll just have to make money and give it away. I mean, babe, you're very expensive. You're very expensive. I'm like, you're the one who went and bought like a $5 or $6 million house without even asking Stephanie, just bought one with a pool in the foyer. And then you want to complain about her spending?
Yeah. And she's like, but you said you wanted this. Like, you know, you say you want an old-fashioned relationship. And he's like, oh, I thought that meant having a woman to raise my children, go to church, you know. But like in any marriage, you tricked me, babe.
Like, you're an asshole.
She tells him, you know, like, don't do this. I support everything you want to do. Like, you go to work and I say, Hercules, Hercules.
And he's like, I'm supporting you. And she's saying that she can run a charity because she worked in social services for 6 years. And, you know, that like when you get married, that you sort of merge lives, and she lost herself a little bit. And the person who has the money seems to control the situation. And she just wants to get back to the girl that she was when Travis met her, you know? And so then she tells him, she's like, well, I'm going to need an office and a laptop. And he does that thing again where he goes, you're getting very expensive. And finally she's like, I don't have 9 cars. You do.
Yeah. I was like,
thank you, Stephanie. Thank you.
He goes, all right. So what'd you make for dinner?
She's like, you're such an asshole, Travis.
Oh, so Tiffany is driving around and she calls her mom and to get a grocery list because the parents aren't leaving the house.
My mom and dad are super quarantining. Like, they do not leave the house. My father, like, because he has, like, something, RH, whatever that means, arrhythmia.
Rheumatoid arthritis.
It's, like, immunocompromised, and my mom is afraid if she goes to the grocery store, she's gonna bring home a corona.
So she and her daughters, her, like, sweet little angel daughters, go to the 99 Ranch Market, which is, like, one of my favorite supermarkets, and I'm so sad I've not been able to go there in, like, a year. It makes me very sad. So I was, like, in this weird place during this scene where I was just, like, pining for the days of walking idly through the aisles and wanting to buy all sorts of interesting ingredients. So they are, she's there with her daughters and they're picking out fruit and everything. And she's like, okay,
why don't you pick out a good fruit? Why don't you pick out a good fruit? Oh, did you pick out a good one? Oh, look at that. That one is not good.
Yeah, not good. You're taking away your PlayStation.
Take it home.
And she tells us about the kind of Mandarin she speaks. She's like, this is me with Spanish. She's like,
well, I speak fluent Mandarin, but like probably at the level of a third grader. And so when I speak Chinese and the other person is like, oh, she's like legit. And they start talking to me and I'm like, oh. I just say like, I don't know. And then I do the shrug emoji.
Yeah, she does the emoji thing. And then she starts talking about how her mom is hard to please and like nothing can, like she can't do anything right by her. And then we hear her mom on the phone making all sorts of dragon fruit demands. She's like, I don't want white inside. She's like, mom, I don't know what's going to look like on the inside. Okay. No white on the inside. I don't know, mom. I don't know.
When I surprised her with a brand new Porsche Cayenne with a big old red bow, the first words out of her mouth were, is it not terrible?
So we go from Tiffany and her like angelic daughters, who are just like the sweetest things that have ever been on Bravo. And then we go to Brandy with her kids. And Brandy is like going through the drive-through, and she has, she puts on like these gloves and everything to be sanitary. And Brooklyn's like, why do you put gloves on? You look like you're special. It's like, oh, God.
What do you want to bet that they had to reshoot that scene, too? Like, you can't say that. Can we please reshoot that?
Say special instead, honey.
Yeah, probably. It's just so freaking embarrassing, mom. I'm like, can we go back to Tiffany's kids, please?
So then we get Deandra pretending that she's doing shaman stuff. And she's listening to that guy on tape. And he's like,
whenever you hear this word, bitch, you know what? I let go of my outer physical body. Dong, 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 dong. My emotions and my mind. Dong, 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 dong. Suck a booger out of a straw. Dong, dong, dong.
And the dog starts barking. She's like, Dixie, please, I have to meditate.
All right, what I'm going to need you to do is I've sent you a little plastic bag. I'm going to need you to blow a booger in that and just mail that back to me. Thank you so much.
Inhale negativity. Exhale, yes, bitch. Inhale negativity. Exhale, yes, bitch.
So Tiffany shows up at her mom's house. And the daughters are like, why are we not giving her a hug? Is she really in our family? Is she my stepmom or something? We need to hug her.
And they make a little sign that says, "We miss you, Grandma." And they go take it to her. And
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that Grandma gives them candy. It's like, oh, girl, she gives them candy. And then the little girls are like, thanks for the candy, Granny. Like the first unsolicited thank you in the history of Bravo children. Just like polite children.
So Tiffany's like, well, my mother is like a much better grandmother to my children than she was a mother to me. I mean, I think in some way she's probably making it up to me. Like, there was no mommy and me time. It was just grades, be a doctor, get a job, and pay us back for being your parents.
Seems like it worked out pretty well, to be honest. I mean, she's very accomplished. She's got a great house, wonderful children. I don't know. I think I don't see any problems.
Yeah, I think her mom did it right. That's how you're supposed to do. That's how you're supposed to raise your children, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess we get there in different ways, but, you know, my parents do it with guilt. Like, oh, it would sure be nice to know we were going to be taken care of when we were old.
I don't know. I think mommy and me time may be overrated.
Yeah.
Just like
I have the permanent imprint of a wooden spoon on my ass. Okay. Mommy and me time overrated.
Yeah. So Tiffany got them like a huge amount of food. She got them like a roast duck. She got them dim sum. She got like, I don't know, like an entire buffet spread. And the mom's just like, I just want Chick-fil-A nuggets. That's all I need.
Tiffany's like, do you have the masks that I got you? And the mom goes, I got some from Costco. Excuse me, so you are leaving the house, okay? Costco's not, like, why am I doing all your shopping for you when you're sneaking out to Costco just so you can usurp the masks?
Yeah, Grandma. We figured you out.
So Tiffany tells us she has an Asian mom section of her TikTok, which is hilarious. There's like a clip of her pretending she's her mom and throwing a shoe at her head.
Yeah, it's pretty great. Tiffany has been a pretty excellent addition to Bravo. So then we go over to Cameron, who's with Fancy, and she's trying to get Fancy to stay on like a little pad. She's like, stay. You just see Court in the corner, just like standing on a square. He's just like... Not you, Cor.
Right next to the pink tree that I'm sure he was badgered into keeping.
The pink tree has to stay.
So knock, knock. It's two party planner ladies, and we don't know who they are at first, but we know that they're two white ladies because this is all you hear from all three of them.
Oh my god, it's Fancy.
It's like a minute of that.
Ear hugs. Yeah.
So they come in and Cam's like, I am so excited about this party. I've been dreaming of this event the past few nights, and I think Carrie is gonna be so terrifying. I mean, excited.
Party planning is my specialty. It's my area, okay? I'm a professional at this point, okay? And I'm going to bring Nikki Beach to Dulles, okay?
You know what? Saint-Tropez is one of my favorite places. It's a beach. Everyone wears linen. It's like another world.
Nikki Beach. So, it's a party planner. It's like, well, it's going to be hot, so we can bring some fans. And Cam's like, let's do that for sure. Like, you know what? Party planning is a gift that not everyone has. When we were having dim sum, I didn't feel like I could choose what I wanted to put in my mouth. And at my party for Carrie, you can have whatever you want in your mouth, and my table's definitely going to have centerpieces. I'm like... You know that was a Lazy Susan. The Lazy Susan is not there to have a vase in it. It's there to be filled with lots and lots of plates. You know that, right?
She's such a dum-dum. And one of the ladies is like, well, do you want anything branded? Like any words? Like what do we need to, you know, have printed? And she's like, well, Carrie always says one thing. This is a situation. She says this is the situation all the time. And then we get a clip of Carrie going, ah, that's a situation. Oh, that's a situation.
It's a situation. It's a situation. No centerpiece. Situation.
Curie has requested to dance on the table and be sprayed with champagne. So I was thinking to make it more fabulous to maybe like find some hot models to spray her. This is like so Curie.
Yeah, maybe Tiffany can recognize a good party when she sees it.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So then we go to my 50-year-old photo shoot. It's partly for me, but also to be sexy and show women everywhere that it doesn't matter if you're 50 years old, you can still be sexy.
If you ever wanted to see how a Kohl's catalog comes together, this is your moment.
And you mean like actual bad kids getting their stocking Kohl's?
Yeah, a catalog for Kohl.
This season, Kohl from West Virginia is so hot.
Your forefathers got lung disease for this.
Kohl is back, and it's sexier than ever before.
She's like, yes, this is business and empowerment. At 50, I can do 60. I can do photo shoot. Anyone can do it. And my vagina feels like it's in their teenage years.
It's like, how many vaginas do you have?
Also, what are you talking about? If I can do a sexy photo shoot, any woman should be able to do it. Please don't wrap your vanity project in some sort of like female empowerment. That's ridiculous. Oh, so Curie, who is in very good shape at 50, is like, oh, someone who's in very good shape can do a photo shoot, then any of us can do it. No, that logic does not track. I'm sorry.
Uh-oh, guys, mom's coming back out to do photos again. She saw some 50-year-old on Real Housewives of Dallas in a picture. So she's all back into pictures.
Yeah, if I can make myself look like I'm in a Talbot's catalog, so can any woman.
So they start taking pictures, and Stephanie comes, and, you know, she thinks that she's just always invited to these things because she cheers her on, and she does. She's like,
hello, sexy. You're so pretty. You're like the most gorgeous person in the world.
Yeah, and Curie is saying that she and Stephanie are getting closer and closer, and she's like, you know, I was having anxiety about turning 50. I mean, I don't feel 50.
I remember being 30 and I thought 50 was so old. But then, I turned 40 and 40 wasn't as bad. But now it's almost 50 and I can do photo shoots at any age.
And Stephanie's like, yeah, well, like, I'm realizing that, like, there are things that I want to do in my life, like, for myself, and not so much for Travis. I mean, look, some people dream of stardom. Some people dream of, like, singing or climbing mountains. I dream of lockers. Lots and lots of lockers. And I'm going to do it.
And Curie's like, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud because my childhood was taken from me because of my mom being an alcoholic. So I'm still like a child. I want to have fun and enjoy life.
Yeah, now that Leanne's gone, Curie is the one who gets to parade about her childhood over and over and over
again. Yes, and isn't it funny because she was so mad about Leanne doing that. She's like, oh my God, get over it. All you talk about is your mother this, your mother that.
Which is true, that is all Leanne did, but at least hers was had the context of a carnival.
Yeah. You either need to top it, you either need to top it or stay out of it. You know what I mean? Like you either need to be in like a traveling like rodeo, like maybe a rodeo kid or something, but like if you can't top the carnival, I'm going to need you to just stop.
Yeah. We're really at a place on Bravo where it's just not enough to have a missing childhood because your mom was an alcoholic. That's like, it's just like, it's so yesterday. I think we need.
It's so over. Okay. It's like in so the victim over. Olympics, you're getting a bronze medal for that one. Okay. Try harder.
Yeah. I mean, listen, we are at a place now where we had Leanne who had carnival trauma. We had Riley who had some sort of strange B&B in Florida trauma. We need something more interesting than just alcoholism. We need something like my mom was an astronaut and the things she saw on the moon were so terrifying that she became an alcoholic. And
yeah,
now
that's
I can't
good.
Look in the sky. Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. I need more Curie. So she's like, well, I'm not perfect, but I'm pretty happy with me. I have a big heart. I'm a good mom. Maybe, you know, I'm 50, but I'm a young 50. I mean, look at me.
I was like, I'm just going to refrain from comment. So then we go to Carrie at home, and she's with Eduardo. Eduardo, who has now finally realized what happens when you are actually yourself on reality TV and the audience hates you. So now he's trying to be all cheerful. He's like, "Hey, baby. Hey, I'm excited to see you. I'm Eduardo, supportive husband.
Look at me, supportive husband Eduardo." Yeah, he is really like that. And so is she. Because the scene that we just watched, I was like, wow, this is the most enjoyable I think Carrie's ever been. And I think they're both like trying to fake it, but they can't really fake it because she's like, "Oh my God, I didn't tell you, Eduardo. I didn't tell you, but I did some sexy photo shoot. Look at these pictures." And he goes, "Oh, that's nice, dear. I can see your tan lines. But I like it. That's a good thing. That's good.
It's a good thing." We have to remember, when I complain about things, it shows that we have a strong marriage. So that's a good thing. It's a good thing.
So then we go to Dandra and Jeremy's because everybody's getting ready for this party now. And Dandra's like, "Oh, she wants us in white bathing suits." And he's like, "Well, it's like Little House on the Prairie, this outfit, isn't it?" And then we go to Stephanie and Brandy talking on the phone. And Brandy, like,
"I would never wear that because I have a fake tan. And so my suit could be orange by the end of the night."
And then Cameron shows up at the venue, which we learn is her father-in-law's place, which is enormous. It's like a castle. And Cameron's very happy. And she's like, "The flowers are precious. And you know what? Of course I'm having this at my father-in-law's house. Because our house is on the market. Okay? And like, I can't have people spill red wine on my carpet. Okay? I can't have my house looking like a frat house."
Yeah. So I'll make my parent-in-law's house look like a frat house.
Yeah.
So she's wearing a pink and white bathing suit when she told everyone else to wear white. And if situations were reversed, Cameron would be furious about this for a whole season. Like, "Furious. I showed up in white. It was really hard for me to find a white bathing suit. And then you wore pink and white. And we just don't do that in Texas."
I feel like you telling me to wear white and then not wearing white yourself means that, like, you don't trust me. And I just feel like I have a hard time with that. I think, were you trying to embarrass me by making me the only one in white?
Yeah, you were trying to embarrass me. You know what? I just feel like you don't have my book. So Kelly Hooper, if anyone's wondering who the DJ is, it's DJ Kelly Hooper. Yay! There's a big sign that says Kelly Hooper, DJ. I'm like, wow, slick name, Kelly Hooper. Yeah,
I know. DJ Kelly Hooper. Wow, it really does feel like Saint-Tropez. DJ Kelly Hooper playing the best Bonnie Raitt remixes of 2020.
Nothing says I love you on your 50th birthday like getting a free DJ, you know, in trade for her branding really big on TV.
Yeah, I love her Tiesto remix of Amy Grant's Every Heartbeat. It's just it's so good.
Kelly Hooper, the best Jars of Clay remix artist in town.
Kelly Hooper with all the hot Toad the Wet Sprocket drops.
So Cameron is telling the party people they're figuring out seating, and Cameron's like, "There's this one girl, Brandy. Like, I don't know if the girls are going to be afraid of her because she's supposed to be quarantined. Because, you know, she thought it would be a good idea to go to Florida, which is a hot spot, and then get on an airplane, which is another hot spot.
And then come to here, which is a hot spot, but a hot spot in a cool way because it's Nikki Beach. Who does that? Who goes to a hot spot before going to a gathering with no masks on? Who does that?"
So you know what? Let's just put her down here at the end by herself.
Not exactly socially smart. So then we cut to Stephanie and Brandy sitting in the backseat of a car on the way to the party. And Brandy is talking about how she was super careful in Florida. And then she's also taken 4 different corona tests and she's been back. Because, you know, the thing that's not really being spoken about is that production tests, you know, test these people. I theoretically, I would imagine from everything I've heard of in terms of productions going on and what Dom has been in, et cetera, you're getting tested like every day or every other day. So she's probably been tested by production a million times. And so now she's being really wacky because, you know, Brandy loves a prop. So she's putting on her face guard, and then she's going to wear her negative test around her neck all night long.
Yeah, wacky brandy. It's a wacky brandy episode, guys. At least she's not sobbing, but still. So she's wearing like rubber gloves and a face shield, and then she's going to keep trying to drink through her mask because she's hilarious.
Yeah.
So people start arriving, and Tiffany and Dandra are driving in another car, and Tiffany's like, Daniel's like, what time are you going to be home? And I'm like, I had like 5 cancer surgeries today and still made it to the party, okay? Like, I do a full decontamination when I get home. I do outdoor shower. I change into clean clothes, and then I hug the kids. It's crazy.
It's crazy. And then I make them each read a book afterwards. So then, so Jen has also come over, Jen, the friend of, and she and Cameron are talking about dim sum, and Cameron goes, I didn't have a good time at dim sum the other night. And then Jen goes, I did too. I thought it was a ball. I was like, great. You're not even communicating with each other. Yeah, also, you were there at 10 in the, it was also at 10 in the morning, by the way, the dim sum camera. She's like, I didn't have a good time the other night. I'm like, well, that's because it was 10 a.m.
She's like, no, I didn't have fun at all. I was trying to be respectful, but she was trying to shove that chicken foot in my mouth. Girl, I put that chicken foot under the table.
Very respectful. That's a very respectful thing to do in a restaurant. So Cameron's like, I'm going to have to talk to her and explain my boundaries, okay? Don't push. Don't push. Boundaries.
She was belittling me and pressuring me to do something I don't feel comfortable doing. She pushed. She pushed. And Jennifer's like, yeah, don't push. Your mama taught you better than that.
Yeah. And by the way, when we see the footage back, it's Tiffany saying like, okay, you're going to eat it. I'm going to stick a phalange up your face if you don't eat it. But that was basically it. It was like jokey. Like,
come on, eat it.
It was not like, she was not literally shoving it in her face and being like,
come on, you pussy fans. Eat this other one. You're a piece of shit. You know?
It's just so Cameron. It's just so Cameron to be mad at this. And she's going to hold on to it forever. Like, she's still mad about it. They were fighting on social media about it. She's still going on about it. And then Carrie was giving her shit on social media. Did you follow all those tweets? They were so funny.
I can't.
I don't have them all pulled up, but... Carrie's like, oh, look at this. I made a necklace for you, Tiffany. This would be perfect for you. And then she advertises one of her own necklaces that she make, which is a snake, and it's $14,000. I mean, $1,400 for this stupid piece of jewelry. And Tiffany's like, I don't think I would buy that. Ew.
You know, by the way, there were a lot of people asked us on social media, like, well, what's the difference? Like, Tiffany said that she didn't think it was like, Tiffany said that Carrie was being really pushy with trying to make her do shots. And she was about that. But then she was trying to force a chicken foot onto Cameron. I'm like, well, I think the difference is that Tiffany was trying to educate about her culture and Carrie was just being a dick. I think that's what it was. Ultimately. Well,
also alcohol is different than a chicken foot. And yes. Another difference is that Tiffany didn't make this big of a deal out of it. Like, that's silly. She was like, I mean, my God, like, we're pressuring people to take shots. What am I, in third grade? That's not the same as, like, going for, like, episode after episode being like, I was so bullied by that.
Yeah.
You know, it's different. And the other difference, frankly, is that we don't really like Carrie very much, you know? So
and there's that answer. But, yeah, I mean, it's also like, we were all have been in a situation when there's, like, I don't want anyone to act like they haven't been in a situation where some drunk person comes up to you and is like, come on, do a drink. Come on, one more. Come on, chug this. Come on, chug. And you're like, seriously, like, please. Not to say that, like, that, yes, technically Tiffany was like really being like, come on, eat this. But I think the context is very different. And I don't think you can really disregard the context here. So that's my answer to that.
Oh, yeah, I don't really care this much. And if you're really that angry about this, you calm down.
Calm down.
Like, look this around.
Is, my God.
Look around. It's Bravo. You're arguing about chicken feet.
Yeah, please. Please, everyone. Oh my, people are very worked up. People are worked up about the world at large, and it's all being channeled onto these Bravo stars. And it gets really intense sometimes. And I think everyone has to remember, it's Bravo.
Yeah. So the world has gone fucking crazy right now. This week especially, things are really coming to a head this week. And I think the whole world, you know, I think all of us are just doing the best we can. You know, be nice to each other. There are bigger things to fight about than this.
Yeah. Like, so find the humor in the situation. Realize that this is actually hilarious. And rather than looking, like, just find the humor in it. And I know that we do our own fair share of ranting, but we rant because we're also just, like, deeply amused by all of it.
So Stephanie and Brandy arrive, and Stephanie's like,
oh, so glad you're not wearing white cap, because, like, I did try my best. I did. I really did. Please don't yell at me.
And Brandy's like,
oh, hold on. It's Wacky Brandy. I brought tape measure to make sure I'm 6 feet apart from you guys.
And Jen's like, I freaking love you. You are amazing. I love you.
So there's, like, all the shirtless guys are there, and then Kara's like, oh my god, I love all these guys, oh my god, look at all my boyfriends, Cameron.
Yeah, the producers did, like, a really intense transitional shot where they zoomed into a guy's abs and then used that to transition into Carrie, like coming out of a car. Like, it zoomed super close into his abs, like they blurred out, and it became Carrie coming out of a car. I was like, that was a lot. Like, that was a very intense ab transition.
So then Cam tells her, the boys are here to carry around everything for you. The boys are for Carrie. And Brandy's, like, doing her wacky, oh my god, I forgot I was wearing a mask while I'm trying to take this shot. She's trying very hard.
She really drives that into the ground, that one. She's like, yeah, it's okay, it's been like half an hour. You can take it off. Like, you got the joke. You can take it off.
Yeah. So Tiffany comes in, and Dandra is annoyed with Brandy. She's like, she risked her health for Florida. I mean, you need a hazmat suit coming back from Florida, even if it's not the pandemic.
I mean, I can't argue with that.
And Tiffany's like, oh my god, you look amazing. Like, I don't know about tequila, but I got you this, and they said it's really good shit, so hope you like it.
Oh, we must do a shot. You're going to do a shot.
Yeah, and by the way, Tiffany making that little preamble about, like, well, this, like I don't drink it, like, you know, this is supposed to be really good. I mean, I don't know, because I don't drink it, was kind of her very subtle way of saying, don't make me do a shot of this later, because I don't do tequila shots. And of course, Carrie doesn't read it, because doesn't figure that out, because immediately she's like, shots, shots, shots. Also, when Deandra showed up,
I'll do one shot.
Also, when Deandra showed up, did you notice Carrie being passive aggressive by saying, oh, my little pain in the ass showed up.
So Tiffany's telling us, when I was growing up, I was taught success is everything. So I miss out on a lot of parties and friends and life. So Carrie, I want to take a lesson from your book, because I'm like a Debbie Downer.
She's like, oh, well, if you want help, I'm here.
That's like the ocean going up to a puddle and saying, I want to learn from you. No, no. Tiffany, you're doing so well. Like, you are, like, you're bright, you're successful, you're doing everything right. Why do you feel the need that you all of a sudden have to, like, be like Carrie? Like, why? Yeah. This is not right that society is giving you these impulses that you have to be more fun, more of a fun girl. Like, you're doing everything right. You don't have to change.
Yeah, this is exactly what your mother was warning against.
Okay. Yes.
So she's like, I wish I could be more like Carrie, which literally I don't think I've ever heard anybody say. So she's like, come on, you know what? Like, COVID in real life, like, it's okay. It's okay. And Cameron's like, wait, you said I, oh no, she goes, come on, COVID girl, to Brandy. She's like, come on, COVID girl, come over here, COVID girl. And Cameron's like, wait, you said I couldn't call Dandra COVID girl, and you just called Brandy COVID girl.
Yeah, and then Cameron tells us, are you kidding me right now? I got my head chopped off when I walked into your private room with no arrangement on the table. And then we see a flashback, and, like, it's Tiffany saying, when she said, I'm gonna sit next to COVID girl, Tiffany goes, that's not nice. I'm like, that's chopped off, your head's chopped off.
Tiffany's like, I'm just saying it because she's like wearing the shield and gloves and everything.
And Carrie's like, oh my God, we're going to have another round. You know, if you give me people to bounce around, I have no problem doing it. Okay, I want to say it means so much for me to be surrounded by old friends, even really old friends who don't give me space in the car when we travel together. All of you motherfuckers better get wasted tonight.
As my mother used to say to me around the breakfast table, all you motherfuckers better get wasted tonight.
Oh, meow, meow.
So, I stand by it. I stand by it.
So Brandy still can't figure out how to take a shot, which is still not hilarious. And Tiffany's like, oh my God, how is she even eating?
Yeah. And then they're all talking about how they all like the food and everything. And Cameron goes, it's a lot better than the chicken feet. I know that.
Yeah. You know what else is like a super must in parties in Texas? You have to have a centerpiece. You can't force people to eat things. And you really have to call your guests out and shame them in front of all of your other guests. Like, yeah. That is so fucking rude, Miss Texas manners.
It's so rude.
So Tiffany's like, okay, my people take offense to that. You just like offended all of China. She's, no, actually, that is not the case. Saying I don't like chicken feet has nothing to do with China. You need to like rewind right now.
It has nothing to do with China. Nothing to do with China. And Tiffany's like, well, it's a cultural food. That's stereotyping your whole country right now. Do you realize that? Do you realize that? Like the way that Cameron is so effortless in like flipping this script and making her the victim here, making Tiffany seem like the insensitive one, is both terrifying and deeply hilarious.
Yeah, Tiffany's like, chicken feet does have to do with China. Just, what does it have to do with China? You can get chicken feet anywhere. And she goes, it's from China.
It's Chinese cuisine. I mean, last time I heard, I have not heard of Italian chicken feet or Israeli chicken feet or French chicken feet. I don't know.
It's like you. Cameron goes, just tried to literally stereotype the whole situation here. Just because I don't like chicken feet doesn't have anything to do with China. And then she makes that scrunch face where her eyes roll back, but one of her eyes closes. She's like sucking in her cheeks at the same time.
It's like if she were like an inflatable. Like an inflatable toy or something like that. It's like that moment where like she lost a little bit of air for briefly. So Tiffany is like, she's like, well, I wanted you to try a chicken foot and you didn't want to try it. And then Brandy is like, this is the dumbest conversation I've ever heard. Like, we're arguing about chicken feet.
And Cameron, I'm
like, listen, lady, we're the one who have to sit through all your prop comedy for 5 years and counting. Okay.
Yeah.
You may be right, but you don't get to say it.
Yeah. And Cameron's like, you pushed me so hard, and then you kept pushing the chicken foot in my mouth. She's like, oh, girl, I was not shoving it in your mouth. You weren't in danger. And she goes, I had no idea this was going to become feet gate, okay? I'm sorry that the food my culture eat grosses you out. What do you want me to say, okay? Like, sorry.
And Cameron just does a shrug. Like, she does that a cam shrug where she makes her lips really thin and just does like a... Well, I guess you don't understand. She literally held a gun to my head and tried to shove a chicken foot in my nostril.
So Carrie walks away. She's like, this is stupid. So Cameron's like, not going to let it go. She's like, it has nothing to do with your culture, Tiffany. Just because I don't like chicken feet has nothing to do with your culture. And Tiffany's like, oh my God, stop. It was for fun, girl. You need to loosen up.
Loosen up? I am really offended you just said that.
Stereotyping your culture and telling me to loosen up? I'm offended. So then Carrie, meanwhile, is like really trying to hold on to youth. And she's like,
I'm telling you, Brandy, tonight, you're going to be the last one standing. I'm telling you that right now. Drink, young 50.
So then back camera is still going on. She's like, you need to respect that I don't like chicken feet. And Tiffany goes, I did. I laid off. No, but you didn't respect it. And the idea here is that you shouldn't push people to do things they aren't comfortable with. And as your friend, I want you to understand that. She's like, it was bossy. That's what it was. And Stephanie's like,
I've experienced Cam harping on something many times. Many, many times.
And then we get a clip of that time where Cameron met Stephanie for lunch and didn't stop talking about how offensive Stephanie was.
Yes. On and on and on and on. She's ridiculous. You know, I'm surprised they also didn't show the. Yeah, I'm surprised they also did not show Cameron freaking out about the adopted baby thing. I would never bash an adopted baby.
Oh, God.
So Tiffany apologizes and she says, okay, so maybe I did haze you a little bit. Like, I'm sorry. And it's just, you know, and she's like,
there are so many problems in this world. Me trying to make her eat a chicken foot is the least of her problems. You didn't want to try it. Fine. I didn't shove it down your throat. Drop it. It's over.
And she learns really fast because she tells Cam,
you know what? Look, I'm sorry I pressured you. I was just trying to be funny. And Cam goes, oh, okay.
And that's it. Like, just like Stephanie said, no. Just apologize. All she wants is like a public apology and then she'll drop it.
Now let's address the centerpiece. You just stereotyped all of tables.
Oh, God. So Carrie gives a speech about, you know,
oh, I truly believe this is where I was supposed to be on my 50th birthday.
And then they just get slammered. After that, Carrie just keeps pouring shots down people's throat, and then the cake comes out, and Carrie gets sprayed by champagne by the stripper guys or the model guys or whatever, and Brandy's twerking on Carrie, and they're dancing on the table, and Tiffany's like,
Carrie's partying like it's her 21st birthday, and my 35-year-old self is gonna keep up with her even if it kills me.
And then Carrie tries to pour some sort of tequila shot down Tiffany's mouth, like directly from the bottle, and Tiffany's like, is that sanitary? I mean, okay, I guess I'm doing it. And then she just like spits it out, and then Carrie's like, let's party like it's 1999. And Tiffany's like,
party like it's 2020 and you're a doctor that works full time and has 2 5-year-olds and tries to be a good mom and good wife. Yay.
And Carrie grabs her and throws her in the pool. And she's like,
oh, no, I don't even have my swimsuit.
And Dan's just like, she doesn't swim. Carrie, she doesn't swim, Carrie.
And then Tiffany is like, I think she might be trying to kill me. And then Carrie goes,
In Latin culture, we always want to include our friends, always.
Which is cool because I think in other cultures, no one ever wants to be with friends.
Yeah. In other cultures, we just like being alone all the time. And also it's cool that because of your culture, you could, you know, like have her enjoy what it's like being thrown into a pool, but she can't do chicken feet for her culture.
Yeah.
Tiffany's like,
I just want to be a fun person.
And she's like, well, you know what? Look, when I push her in the pool and I make her drink, it means I like you. I accept you.
Right, and then we just see Tiffany saying how she wants to be more fun, but she at a certain point she has to go home and get rest because she has to be a doctor tomorrow. And we see everyone frolicking in the pool, but Tiffany going home early. So to me, I think this whole thing when Carrie is saying like, oh, I accept you, I want to have fun with you, I feel like it's going to turn into a thing where Carrie starts like snapping at Tiffany and being like, she's so mean, she's not fun, she doesn't want to be friends with me, you know? And I see this becoming a great petty argument arc.
Yeah. Oh my God, Dallas and the petty. Cameron just keeps that petty torch going.
Really good.
I mean, wow.
Really good.
So ridiculous.
I'm so into it.
And you watch it and you think, how can she be this insensitive about like being so culturally ignorant? Like, just what is wrong with you? You know, like, is no one saying like, Cameron, you know, like, that seems really just fucking insensitive, you know, don't harp. Why do you need to make a big fight out of it? But they're just like, well, let's just watch Cameron make a total ass out of herself.
Yeah. Well, fun times. Guys, we'll be back tomorrow with the Real Housewives of Orange County reunion. And then there's also the Crappies in the evening. Go to watchcrappins.com to get the ballot. To get your tickets, all that good stuff. It's a big week. We're really excited for it, and we'll talk to you on the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie.
She's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Higher than high res. She's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan lettuce.
He makes us squee. Richie D.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy, cease and desisto.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa. It's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Erica, 500 days of summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Shannon, out of a canon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.